So widows and orphans come first. And Allah has revealed a whole surah, Surah An-Nisa, dedicated to widows and orphans and the women. That's why he says, right at the beginning, don't eat their wealth. Be careful, don't cheat them. Look after them, take care of them. Subhanallah. There will come a point when you have young widows. Initially they might say, you know what, I never want to get married again. Wallahi, it is the duty of the family and the community to ensure that they encourage them to get married and to help them in that marriage. I know of families who don't want their sons' widows to marry again simply because they don't want the children perhaps to be in the care of another man. What selfishness is this? When the Prophet ﷺ himself did the most noble thing by marrying only widows and divorced women besides one. You had a greater chance of getting married to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you were a widow than if you were a virgin. And nowadays people make it difficult. It's taboo. Widow wants to get married, they say astaghfirullah. What's so astaghfirullah about it? Say mashallah, alhamdulillah. Allah grant us ease. We should be helping them. I know of so many who probably shy away from the topic. My beloved sisters, it's about time we open our hearts. We have a crisis on the globe at the moment in the Muslim Ummah, where we have hundreds of widows, if not thousands. Hundreds are just here in our own countries. Thousands across the globe who don't know where the next rental is going to come from. And here we are stopping our men from even assisting, from even trying to be protecting. We need to think about it. Do you know why? I could be next. That's why. I could be next. It's a serious matter. It's easy for people to just brush it under the carpet. But it's a crisis. Look at the Ansar and Muhajireen. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, it was not about being widowed. It was more about being driven out of your home and your belongings taken away. The Ansar of Medina opened their homes and they shared half of their wealth with the Muhajireen, who were total strangers, besides for the Shahada, besides for being Muslim, besides for being followers of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were strangers. They opened their houses, they shared half of their belongings. In some cases, much more than that happened. Subhanallah. We're not even prepared to do a portion of that for someone whom we grew up with in our community, our society. We saw the loss they suffered, but no, we don't have a big enough heart. And guess what? Then it happened to us, and the rest of the community did exactly the same to us. But we did it to someone else before. So it's just a circle. Break it. May Allah forgive us.